Hi everyone, this is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Righteousness of God. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Romans chapter 1 verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I have just read from the New King James Version. Banke was now born again, but still told lies regularly and really wanted to stop. She had read about God's grace that empowered people to overcome their weaknesses and sins. She was now going to be taught by the grace of God, as seen in Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12. Banke realized that the reason she sinned was because her faith was very weak. Because of this, she was not conscious of God's presence and great love. She often told lies because she felt she needed to protect herself by doing so. And many times, she was afraid of the outcome the truth would produce. Her little faith kept her from realizing that God would take care of her and keep her secure in His love. So she didn't need to lie. As she grew in faith, she grew above lies. The gift of righteousness she had received in her spirit was revealed as she walked more and more in faith, from faith to faith. Father Abraham could please God and obey God because he had faith in God. Among all the people in Abraham's time, Abraham was the most conscious of God. God consciousness is a product of faith. The more conscious you are of God's presence in your life, the more you will walk in His righteousness. Our walk with God was initiated by faith. It is also sustained by faith. A person living without the consciousness of God cannot please God. See Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Most of the sins you committed them because you lost the consciousness of God's presence at that time. Faith creates this consciousness and keeps you in fellowship with God. This fellowship multiplies your grace and power, as we see in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Go into today asking the Lord to help you better fellowship with Him and grow in grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Matthew chapter 8 to chapter 10. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. The audio for today's Bible reading comes up next. Matthew chapter 8 to chapter 10.
When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said,
"Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean."
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man.
"I am willing. Be clean."
Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him,
"See that you don't tell anyone, but go, Show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help.
Lord,
he said,
my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly.
Jesus said to him,
shall I come and heal him?
The centurion replied,
Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him,
truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Then Jesus said to the centurion,
go.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be done just as you believed it would.
And his servant was healed at that very hour. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said,
teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.
Jesus replied,
foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
Another disciple said to him,
Lord, first let me go and bury my father.
But Jesus told him,
follow me and let the dead bury their own dead.
Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying,
Master, what should we do?
Lord,
what should we do,
Master?
He replied,
you of little faith,
why are you so afraid?
Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves.
Quiet! Be still.
And it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked,
what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.
When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way.
What do you want with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?
Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus,
if you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs.
He said to them,
go!
So they came out and went into the pigs. And the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man,
take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven.
Yes, Master.
At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves,
this fellow is blaspheming.
Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said,
why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to to forgive sins.
So he said to the paralyzed man,
"Get up.
Yes, master.
Take your mat and go home."
Then the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to human beings. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth.
"Follow me,"
he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples,
"Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
On hearing this, Jesus said,
"It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
Then John's disciples came and asked him,
"How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?"
Jesus answered,
"How can the guests of a bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved."
While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said,
"My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live."
Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself,
"If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed."
Jesus turned and saw her.
"Take heart, daughter,"
he said.
"Your faith has healed you."
And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said,
"Go away! The girl is not dead but asleep."
But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out,
"Have mercy on us, Son of David!"
When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them,
"Do you believe that I am able to do this?"
"Yes, Lord," yes,
they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said,
"According to your faith, let it be done to you."
And their sight was restored.
"I can see!"
Jesus warned them sternly,
"See that no one knows about this."
But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said,
"Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel."
But the Pharisees said,
"It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons."
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples,
"The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions.
Do not go among the Gentiles or into any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near.
Yes, Rabbi.
Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give.
Yes, Master.
Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff. For workers are worth their keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at that person's house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me. But those who stand firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Students are not above their teacher, nor servants above their master. It is enough for students to be like their teacher and servants like their master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So, don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever publicly acknowledges me, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever publicly disowns me, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be the members of your own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves a son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes someone known to be a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes someone known to be righteous will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is known to be my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly be rewarded.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.